This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Chance from the corner at the empty net, and that's just going to go wide. Now the no icing of the play. What a play! Peyton Krebs racing up ice after Thompson went for the empty net, and Peyton Krebs buries it, and what a timely goal that is for him, his first of the season.
Dan Dunleavy on the call there. Yeah, Peyton Krebs' first goal of the season seals away win number 6 for the Buffalo Sabres against the New Jersey Devils on Sunday night. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, we're here with you hanging out. We will be hearing from Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen in a few minutes as well. But Zach, 6 in a row. I'm giddy because what did I say repeatedly on this show about the Buffalo Sabres this
Just
season?
Just do something different.
Be different. And brother, are they different this year in a different way because, well, one, you moved on from Kevyn Adams.
Mm-hmm.
That's different in and of itself. But now the Buffalo Sabres, with a win tonight, Zach, would have their longest win streak since 2018.
And that's when they go to 11,
right? That's the
tenor. That's the tenor. Okay, so I talked a little bit about that last night on the nightcap. I was at the San Jose game.
That one was wild.
And outside of the specialty nights, right, Ryan Miller night, which I was not in attendance, but watching it was really cool. I was at RJ night. I cried. I mean, I didn't even expect that either. Like, I'm more of an emotional guy, but less crying-wise. But, like, even that got me.
I'm just thinking of Shorzy now crying at anthems. And
absolutely.
You.
And but those all had special meaning, right? Like you're going there to reminisce and to live the memories.
Right. Skinner night was awesome.
Skinner night, right. But the San Jose game, speaking about Skinner, overtime winner. There was nothing to that other than the win streak. But I was there with my buddy Joe, who was actually in town. I was at dinner with him last night. We were at that game. And it was just like, oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced.
And
at that point, the Bills are still relatively new on the scene in terms of being a playoff team and all that stuff. So, like, that to me, I mean, I remember the next day watching the NHL Network, which never has live programming.
I know, not anymore.
And they actually did that day. And they're going to, like, you know, cut probability and playoff probability. And the Sabres are like 90%. And I'm like, let's go.
And then they very much were not.
But, I mean, it was so much fun. Like, that streak, and this has similar feelings to that. It's not what
it was
2 years
ago.
Funny
how you mentioned the atmosphere, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a fraction of the power that could be out there. And, obviously, a little older than you, therefore I know a little bit, but I've experienced a little bit more of the Buffalo Sabres when they were at their peaks, and or at least their peaks within this century.
Mm-hmm.
But my big deal about this is, you have an opportunity to match that type of streak. You've already tied the longest streak within Adams' tenure, and Adams got fired halfway through this one.
Yeah.
because their longest win streak in Adams' entire tenure is 2022, six in a row, where they end December of 2022 winning against that Boston team.
Is that New Year's Eve?
That's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And they win in overtime against that Bruins team that was so good. They set the record that year. And now, okay, what happened that year? You were pointing out the playoffs. With how their season started, yes, it would sting if they make it like a point or two or three away from the postseason again. But a return to relevance would be back to where we're standing. And something you said to me off air, Zach, I don't know if you said this on air, but ultimately, the dagger that dooms Kevin Adams, and I'll let you finish the point on that, is not within these bad seasons. It's after the good one.
Right. And so my thing has always been, it's been the long death for Adams' tenure as GM. Because for me, the moment that he zigged and should have zagged, or however you want to put it, is the summer of 23, where you did have the relevancy. I've said this before on air. You had the relevancy. You had growing respect. I'm not saying you had the full respect, but growing respect around the league.
You were hot and young.
Yeah. You were the fun young. You're scoring like the wind. Everyone wants to be you. You're the envy of the league. You also had guys that just out of nowhere. Tage Thompson goes from an afterthought, late first-round pick, kind of failing in St. Louis, gets to Buffalo, doesn't look great. Wait, what do you mean he's scoring 40 goals this year?
Dylan
what do you
Cousins mean he has his best career shot? Year.
Yeah, Dylan Cousins' career year. And then you still have Rasmus Dahlin. Granato has this aura about him that he might be this next really good coach that he's going to just, even if he's get fired from the Sabres, he's going to be bouncing around. Because look what he's been able to do with these young guys. And that offseason, it's Eric Johnson, Connor Clifton, re-sign Kyle Oposo. There's probably another move in there I'm missing, but
that's
it's
the end
those
of the list.
Three that I really go to, and I think that's the miss. And you talk about it, too, with Adams. It was the inactivity. What's most exciting about this, and it has not reached the levels of that 10-game win streak. It hasn't even reached the levels of the late run in 22 where they, you know, Levi starting all these games, they're making it close, they missed by one. Like, that was a ball. And even like January, February, I think, where they find themselves in a playoff spot. And you could tell it's going to be a run here to the end of the year. But the difference is, and I said this after they beat New Jersey, the difference is I actually have faith in the front office. Especially now when you add in guys like Mark Bergevin, who has almost a decade of success. And speaking of that, we are going to go now actually to Ottawa as Jarmo Kekalainen is speaking on the new hire.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
There's including Mark Bergevin.
Okay, we're just going to wait a few seconds here before we start just to get one thing set up here. Jarmo Kekalainen will be talking about his hires in just a moment here, Mark Bergevin, and maybe a little bit more what he's seen so far with the team. Of course, Mark Bergevin was with the Montreal Canadiens as a general manager for many, many years, and he brings a lot of experience to the Buffalo Sabres. And we are almost ready here. Yarmo, let's start with Mark Bergevin, if we could. What was your the thoughts in hiring him, and what does he bring to the organization?
I think he brings a lot of experience, something that I was looking for, somebody that's been in my seat and knows the ins and outs of it and what you're dealing with. So, and I've always had a lot of respect for him as a general manager who was at the other end of it when we were talking about things. And I know he works hard. He's a good player evaluator. I think his track record in Montreal, as far as the trades go, is one among the best in the league. So I think it's a great fit for us.
Do you overlap with him anywhere? Do you have any connections to him? Obviously, you were both general managers at the same time. But have you ever worked with him on any level or anything?
No, I haven't. But obviously, we always talk regularly among the GMs, and I see who are scouting a lot, because I do it quite a bit myself, whether it's the World Junior or Under 18s or in the press boxes around the league. And I know he takes that part very seriously, so he's a good fit.
When you look at bringing Josh Flynn in from Columbus, I mean, how are the duties now going to get spread around with Karmanos out? Who's going to run the Amerks, and how are things going to be looking here?
Well, we'll get to that in short order here. We've already talked amongst the staff that everybody's going to have a role. Everybody's going to have an important role, and the responsibilities are going to be spread. We're going to be working on this together as a team, just like the guys on the ice. And sometimes you're going to have to grind. Sometimes you're going to be on the power play, and sometimes you're going to penalty kill. So that's going to be the situation among the staff too. Everybody's going to have a good attitude about it, and we'll all work together.
What do you tell us about Josh?
Josh is a guy that I worked together for a long time. He's extremely organized. He's an attorney. He knows the cap, the CBA in and out. He knows the analytics. He's got scouting experience. He's from Toronto, so he was grown up watching hockey, following hockey, loving hockey, so he knows exactly the way I want things organized, and that'll bring a valuable asset to our staff, putting all different areas together for me to sometimes dumb it down a bit.
Sorry. At this point, at least, are Jerry Ford and Mark Jakubowski being retained?
Yes, we're all going to work together. Taken very close look at our amateur scouting process, and the staff, and they do a good job, and they're very diligent about their work, and I'm happy with the way things have gone so far on that side. That's why I attended the Lincoln tournament in August, so I can speak with them and talk to them, to know them, and I was there already for when they were preparing for the draft, so I have a good idea on how they go about their business. And Mark's been with the organization for a long time, and he's done a good job, so I've really enjoyed my time working with Mark.
And you told us when you got the job, you're impressed with a lot of the young players that the Buffalo Sabres have, and Jerry Fortin has been responsible for drafting and scouting a lot of those players. So with that in mind, does that help you maybe be a little bit more impressed with Jerry, with some of the players that he scouted and the Sabres have been able to draft?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've told all of our staff that we need to be the best in the league as far as drafting and developing players. That's going to be the model that we're going to follow, because that'll bring us the core that we need, but also the depth chart that we need moving forward when we have to plan into the future.
What kind of timeline are you looking at in terms of building this front office? Is it a case of when you want to bring somebody in, you'll do it, or are you trying to do more before the season ends, or is it a heavy lift after the season? Like, how is this going to go? What do you mean?
Well, I think these moves were necessary now that we made, and that's why we made them now, and I've told everybody all along that we're going to keep evaluating the staff, and our goal is to get better every day as a staff too, and you know, that's what I expect from everybody, to approach their job with diligence that is going to make us better into the future. So, you know, everybody has to have the same goal, and we're going to have to work together. And if we need to add some people, we'll add some people.
What have you seen from the team that has helped you get on this winning streak and helped you play better, helped you protect leads, that type of thing? What have you seen from the team lately that you've seen improvement in?
I think we've been disciplined. I think we're playing to win rather than playing to score another goal. And I think that's important as the team matures and learns to play the right way, is to understand that there are certain situations when you're up 3-1 or 4-2 or whatever it may be, that you don't have to score another goal. You just need to play the right way to win.
You talked at your initial press conference about sustainable success as opposed to just trying to make the playoffs this year. In these first couple weeks, just, and even in the few months you've been in the organization, what do you see that helps you feel like there is the chance for sustainable success here? How do you kind of enhance that now that you're the GM instead of an advisor?
I think our core is fairly young. I think they have a lot of potential to get much better, more experienced, and keep improving from the inside that way. I think that's a big part of it. Obviously, the veteran experience is a big part of success too. Understanding what it takes to win, understanding what it means to be a real pro. But I see a lot of potential in some of our young players that they can really keep getting better, and that'll make our team better.
Noah Ostlund spent last year in the minors, but you watch him play now. He does not look out of place at all, has played very well, probably played well enough that he may not go down to Rochester anymore. Being as young as he is, what have you seen that has maybe kind of put him ahead of maybe some other youngsters that are his age?
I've been really pleased with his play in the last few games. He's looked more and more confident, more comfortable, and he's a smart player. But there's a perfect example of a guy that can't just be happy about being in the NHL or staying in the NHL. He's going to need that drive and desire to keep getting better. And I think the ceiling is real high for a player with that kind of hockey IQ. But that's a perfect example of a player that can take his level of play up a lot from where he's at now, right now, even though he's playing good.
We spoke about the three goalies at your initial press conference. Alex has played very well. Ukko-Pekka had a very nice game. Are you still looking at maybe getting down to two goalies in the near future?
Well, we'll get to that when the right time comes. I think I said that before, that the rotation with three goalies is tough. The repetitions in practice is tougher with three goalies. We've had Colton Ellis in the injured reserve list, so it's not something that we need to think about right now, and our goalies have been playing really well lately, so we'll get to that when the right time comes.
Do you have any update on Yuri Kulik at this point?
No, I don't. We're just all hoping that it'll solve itself here soon, and his health is the most important thing, obviously, and then after he gets healthy, then we'll get the good hockey player back as well.
Do you anticipate, though, at some point he would play this season?
I would certainly hope so, but I'm going to I just need to rely on the medical people to give me the information that his health is good.
I'm curious about the way you go about things. Let's say, for example, you want to trade for player A. Of course, you're going to talk to your staff, but do you bring a guy with the experience like Lindy Ruff and the coaching staff into, and just to hear their thoughts on a player before maybe you make a move on a certain player?
Yeah, always talking to the coach about the fit within our team in particular, and then there may be a player that the coach has coached before, so he knows him personally. And as I've said many times, character is really important for us. It's not just what you see on the ice, but what the character on the ice, but then also off the ice. Is he a good teammate? Does he take care of himself off the ice, and those kind of things? So, you know, always value coach's opinion, but then there are times when we've evaluated a player from the press box and have several scouting reports on him, and coach really doesn't know him except playing against him. Mm-hmm. And so that can be a valuable evaluation as well, but probably rely more on the scouting reports on those cases.
We've seen a lot of things written and said about you as you took this job, about your past in Columbus, about being bold in trades, signing Johnny Gaudreau. I mean, how would you describe yourself as a GM in terms of how you want to operate with this club?
You know, the one thing that I said and is my life philosophy is that don't be afraid of making a mistake. So if we feel strongly that we need to do something, and even if it may be a difficult decision, we're going to do it. And that's something that I'm going to follow with this job as well. I'm not just trying to take big swings to take big swings or make the headlines. It's every move is going to be calculated and studied and considered. But then if we need to make a move, we'll make a move.
You can't make moves now till the roster freeze is over. You've got a team on a 6-game winning streak. What's the balance in, you know, making moves and putting your impact on it and just leaving well enough alone?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that there's no need to disrupt anything right now with a good flow going. So that's we're going to keep watching and evaluating and you know, always try to do what's best for the team and for the individuals on it.
What's it like seeing the confidence level of this club go up in the last couple of weeks? I mean, the game the other night, that was as controlled a game as I've seen this team play in a long time, and they look like they expect to win.
Yeah, the last two periods were clinical, I called it. I thought we played really well in the second and third period in New Jersey. But it's amazing what confidence does. I always say that if you could bottle that thing and just sell it, you'd be a billionaire, because it's everything. You know, these guys know what they're doing and they can do it eyes closed, but then sometimes the confidence gets a little shaky and it looks like they don't know what they're doing. But then when the confidence comes back, it's just easy. Everything is you rely on your instinct and you just play the game like they did in the backyard when they were kids. So it's great to see, but also the discipline of our team's gotten better, and that's also a big part of the success that we've had so far.
You raised some eyebrows at your press conference when you said, we want to be a playoff team, we can be a playoff team this year. Since then, the team has gone 3-0. I assume now you feel you're completely in this race and, you know, ready to contend for that spot when you're talking only like 3 points out.
Yeah, I felt it then, and I feel it now too. So, but you got to go one day at a time and just concentrate on what we can do today to get better and be a better team. And you know, I've talked a lot about playing the right way to be disciplined and to be hard in battles and to compete. And I think we have enough skill, and I'd say probably most of the hockey experts agree with that. But the competing part and the character is something that you have to be real consistent with in order to win in this league.
When Tage is on his game, he's as lethal as anyone in the league. What stood out about him in this recent stretch here, about just how dynamic he's been?
No, I think confidence with him is a big thing too. Even though he's a star and with 44 goals last year, you know, sometimes the confidence takes ups and downs. And when you have success, you're going to look more confident. And he's got a lot of tools in his toolbox. He's extremely skilled for a guy that size. And then when he uses his size to his advantage, he can be even more effective of a player. There's not too many 6'7" players that weigh 230 pounds that have hands and skills like he has.
General, big picture, how much pressure are you feeling just from the Buffalo fan base, having not made the playoffs for 15 years?
I don't think about the 15 years. I don't think about any of that. I just think about today and what we can do moving forward. I see a lot of potential in our group. There's a lot of skill, and I've talked about the compete and character part and discipline to nauseam probably right now, but I believe in these guys. So I don't think about the past. I don't put too much thought into the future either. I just think about today.
Thanks, Jarmo. Back to you guys.
That was Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen with a number of Buffalo media, including our own Paul Hamilton, who will be on with Chris Bulldog Parker later today for Sabres pregame, 6 p.m. right here on WGR. Puck drop at 7. Sabres are at Ottawa. It's Josh Norris's return to the Senators as
finally
well.
Healthy, yeah. And able to make a return in playing on the ice. This will be the first Cousins-Norris matchup.
And
unlike quarterback matchups where they say Allen versus Mahomes,
right.
No, these players can be on the ice at the same time.
They can, in fact, play against each other.
They can, in fact, actually play against each other.
By the way, pretty good return, I think, for both teams. Sabres are probably wishing Norris was healthier, but Norris, when he's been on the ice, has been, I would argue, their most talented forward.
I think
he is maybe their most talented forward.
I'm going to say it with my chest. When healthy, Josh Norris is their best forward on the team.
And then Dylan Cousins for Ottawa this year, 35 games played, 27 points, 11 goals.
He's couple, been very good for them as well.
Yes, and a couple good quotes though from Kekalainen on that one of what's been going on with this team and everything like that. The big one though on his GM style. I liked the question that was framed that way and him saying, the one thing I've said, I live my life by it, don't be afraid of making a mistake. Oh, brother.
That felt like a major problem, that's I'd kind argue.
It's also
in the last 10 years.
Kind of a pitch for how the deadline might go.
Yeah.
If they're in contention for a playoff spot, this might be the direction they go. You might see a prospect get shipped out of here. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm very intrigued with what Kekalainen is going to do, and it's like you were alluding to there right before we had to kick over to it. There's a general manager now in charge of this team that is going to make a move if he sees the opportunity there.
Right, and he wanted to, because I like the question of, you know, when do you, you know, push, when do you pull, like when do you leave good enough alone. You know, don't rock the boat, any of that stuff. The team is 6 in a row, maybe even 7. You know, you don't want to add a move, add a player that all of a sudden ruins the chemistry. But likewise, you know, they've only lost 2 in a row. You don't want to totally change everything because you're worried about a losing streak. I like Kekalainen's answer on that. But he has a history as a general manager that points to he's not going to do just nothing. And I think that was the biggest problem, the inaction of the last 5 years. And you know, and I wanted to put that because I said it the other night on Twitter. It's just he is the kind of guy that will do stuff whether they're succeeding or failing to help them.
He rather wants to than, be part yeah. of. He wants to fix it, whether it's he wants to supplement it
mm-hmm.
or he wants to fix it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's perfect. It does. It honestly, a big part of this, the Bergevin stuff as well, is really they more just feel like an average NHL organization. But that's way better than it's been over the last half decade.
And I do have more thoughts on that of, you know, easing some concerns about the old boys club narrative on that. But I think it's time to get to a break so that we can stay on a timely manner here.
Nah, 803-0550, the number two call. We are going to take a quick time out here. You want to give your thoughts on the Sabres and the Bills? Would love to hear them. We'll also get your tweets as well. Basically, you know, both the number 7 is big for both teams. 7 in a row, hopefully, for tonight with the Sabres, and then 7 years in a row for the playoffs of the Bills officially after last night. What do you feel about both teams? What are your conference levels for both teams? We'll get to that here when we come back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.